Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Thank you for listening to the show. We're recording the beautiful Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. It's part of Full Service Radio. It's our 10-year anniversary, so we're doing a bunch of special shows. Last month, we had a show at the Portrait Gallery at the Luce Foundation. I've never pronounced that correctly. Sitting with me is my co-host for Washington, D.C., and occasionally parts unknown, Allison Lane. Allison, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
You have a better radio voice than me. We've established this. We will not revisit that topic for the next 10 hours. Allison, to the people, for the people listening at home, describe what you are wearing.
I am wearing, I'm wearing a Black Panther suit. I'm wearing boots.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm wearing lies. That's actually what I'm wearing.
Sitting with us today is also Hayden Higgins. Hayden, you are one of the founders. You are the founder of 730DC.
Co-founder, yeah.
You're the co-founder. Who's your other founder?
My other founders are Nick Dessen and Michael Melody.
Do you still like them as people?
Yeah, they're good people.
What's their biggest fault?
Ooh, Michael's biggest fault is probably 90s pop, pop rock.
He's a fan or he doesn't like it?
He likes it too much.
Like stained?
No, actually, that's not possible. But
give me an example.
Like if it's past 1:30 in the morning, he'll grab any iPod and just straight to like Santa Monica by Everclear.
Okay, number one, Santa Monica by Everclear is a great song. Number two, this is your roommate.
Yeah, no. This is, he's great. He's great.
Is he still your roommate?
No. He's at Stanford Business School now.
So. Okay, but he was your roommate.
No.
Then why did you know at 1:30 a.m. he would grab an iPod and put it on?
Well, the best ideas like 7:30 often happen at about that time, the walk home, you know.
So did 7:30, the origin story of 7:30 doesn't start at 7:30 a.m. It starts more like at 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, okay. definitely.
So for the people listening at home, 7:30 D.C. is probably one of the most useful resources of the Washington D.C. region, not the DMV, specifically Washington D.C. And you've been around for a few years.
Yeah,
and every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. or thereabout, because MailChimp is fickle. Do you use MailChimp?
Yeah, we use MailChimp.
Of course you do. It's the best one to use. This is not sponsored by MailChimp. Don't ever use MailChimp. So you send out this newsletter that's incredibly helpful. It sort of aggregates all the important news of the day, and in addition to that, you have some picks of things to do.
Yeah, we try and spot the fun stuff. I think we've actually just recently started pulling for our news stuff from some of the radio shows that get put on here. Yeah, that's the idea. We try and be useful, which is funny because I recently did one of those alignment charts with a bunch of my friends. You know these, the D&D alignment charts? It's like everybody's either ranked... You're ranked on a spectrum of lawful to chaotic and good to evil.
When you say D&D, do you mean Dungeons?
Dungeons and
Dragons. Oh, okay.
So
That's what you meant that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Not a slip of the tongue.
Please continue. I'm very interested in this.
But I was like chaotic neutral, which was funny because I try and, you know, give people this guide to like order their day and everything. But really, in my personal life, I'm all about chaos and entropy.
What does that actually mean in reality?
Well, I'm the kind of person who, like, I don't put the chip clip back on.
Okay, you've been sharing this on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at your Twitter account right now, then. It's @ Hayden?
Yeah, it's @ H. Scott Higgins.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been trying to upend people's worldviews recently by advocating that a Pop-Tart is a ravioli.
Did you do this?
No.
Oh.
No. Everything's stolen. Nothing's original.
Okay. Well,
that's the other thing.
That's
about
actually true. Yeah.
We
nothing
lean,
is
like,
everything is stolen. Nothing is original. Yeah, that's your tagline.
Yeah.
That's my next tattoo.
So you know, we lean heavily on the obviously the journalists of the city. DC is back from the dead.
Yes.
Kind of exciting. See where that goes. But also all the awesome creators who keep the arts, music, culture scene going and give us fun stuff to point to every day.
Like?
Oh my gosh. Last time, I think you made fun of what I said.
What did I say?
I said...
That sounds correct, and I apologize.
No,
but
it's
I'm
right.
going to probably
I
do
think,
it again.
Yeah, last time I said... Mount Erie was playing at St. Stephen's.
Yes.
And you said, well, if you could see now, you would know he's the kind of guy who would think
we've
that
already established what Allison is wearing. Yeah. Hayden, what are you wearing today?
Well, I think I took it to heart. You know, you sort of implied that I was like a teen before, so I wore a paisley.
I did not imply that you were a teen. This is a no-teen-friendly zone.
No teens.
This is no kids allowed.
But I have my best, like, you know, 60s paisley shirt on.
What kind of, nice.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that? Is that... Corduroy?
Well,
is it warm?
It's I don't remember
the name. Is it corduroy? Do you have eyes? Do you know what corduroy is?
I don't know what fabric is.
I don't know what it is, but it has this like tagline sewn into the stitching that says knowledge, wisdom, truth. So, you know, whenever I feel like I'm straying, I just...
Hold on. Okay. Did you buy this? I don't want to make fun of a local designer or anything like
No.
When you bought that shirt, did you know that those...
Goodwill by Goodwill.
Was it a really good shirt? Okay, so I could make fun of your...
Yeah, please.
It's okay for me to, like, to rib you, some might say.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're wearing a ribbed... Is it ribbed?
This sweater. Is a somewhat ribbed cardigan, yes.
Okay.
You'd look like a Mount Erie fan. Here's what that means.
I don't know what that is.
Well, we'll get to this.
I'm about to Google it.
We've established on previous shows that Allison Lane is a straight, white, 6'2", blonde-haired, blue-eyed male.
I'm very, very white.
Hayden is similar to that. Hayden, you're like 6'1"?
Oh.
6'3"? 6'2".
You were like right on the first time.
6'2", just say yeah, about. Okay, so he's 6'2". I'd say lanky is the appropriate, which means you should eat more and have a better, more fun life.
Yeah.
You could easily stand to gain some pounds.
Looks like Tony Hawk, but like reads books.
That's right.
I'm
Mount Erie fan.
Bio.
Right there. That's a compliment.
Yeah.
You have wonderful Anthony Bourdain shoes on. He does. Those are the shoes that Anthony Bourdain has recommended. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Those are the shoes. Those are like the traveling shoes that they can go
with
any
great.
Outfit.
Yeah.
They're brown. I have a pair of those. I never wear them. They do not suit my style.
Does
whatsoever.
He have a book about this, Anthony Bourdain?
No, he's
pivoting to fashion.
Watch any Anthony Bourdain show. He's wearing these shoes, and he's spoken about.
Are they boots?
Square. They are boots.
They're boots.
For the people listening at home who have no idea who God is, that's Jack, producer Jack. He runs all the shows at Full Service Radio. Jack, say hello.
Hey, I'm just going to jump in when I have questions like that.
I think that's appropriate. He literally left his seat in the production booth to look at the boots. Google Anthony Bourdain boot recommendations. I promise you will see these boots. They go with everything. They're the best possible
pair. Clarks, the desert boot.
Thank you.
There you go.
See, that's okay, I'm right is what we're trying to establish here. You like DC probably more than anyone I know, Hayden.
Oh.
Is that good or bad in your opinion?
It's probably bad.
Is it bad? I'm shocked that you said that is bad. Why is that bad?
No, I don't know.
You're just staring up in the
middle.
Well,
I have a question now.
It's funny that we're talking about DC and I'm looking in on this like hotel of people.
Please expound. Please expound.
They're just like, there's a woman wearing like a USA. She looks like she must have bought it at like she was like Winter Olympics. I have to have a USA hat.
Just so you know, people could hear this in the rooms
in
the hotel.
Room? Oh, wow.
Just so you know.
That's great.
Well, she's not in the room, so we're good.
Yeah,
just keep talking
about
her.
Yeah, we're safe. It looks like her whole party's out here. There's somebody like literally looking in and waving at us. We're in like a funny little fish.
So I occasionally host shows on WGN Radio, which is in Chicago, Illinois, and they have their studio on the first floor on Michigan Avenue, across the street from the Trump Hotel. So if you think this is distracting, wait till you see some late at night pee-pees like I have. That's a little bit more distracting than people politely enjoying a cappuccino from the coffee shop that you just bought something from.
Speaking of late at night pee-pees, apparently you really love Northeast Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
I've seen so many alley dicks and...
Top five alley dicks in Washington, D.C. locations. Number one, go.
In the alley on 8th Street.
Yeah.
There's
between Rock and Roll Hotel and like...
Yeah, actually...
Plugs, everybody.
Club, funny thing is, I used to live there and I'd just be like, wow, there's not only a giant pile of human shit.
Human shit,
there's somebody's penis.
Why
right
are
next
you
to
readily
it.
Agreeing with the idea of human shit in the alley?
I've seen it.
Yeah, it's there.
Wow, cool.
And there's just different textures and feelings and...
Number two.
Oh my God. 18th
even.
Street.
Okay, that's good. 18th
Street.
And where?
18th Street
and
DuPont
beautiful
Circle.
Adam. Oh, DuPont Circle. Curveball. I thought you were going to say Adams Morgan. Number three, go.
Where else have I seen penis? Adams Morgan, yes.
There we go.
Yes.
Beautiful Adams Morgan, street, home of the Line Hotel.
It's a big penis.
Okay, so you think it's a little bit weird to be talking about Washington, D.C. in a new hotel in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. No,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so why do you like Northeast? What about it besides
Northeast
the alley pee-pees?
I think it's got a lot of greenery, which is nice. There's some parks. It's very livable.
Here's my counterpoint. There are more parks not in cities.
Yeah, that's true. They're actually really, I was thinking about this on the way over. There might be something to this that Northeast is actually one of, Northeast and Southeast both have very suburban areas that are not the suburbia of Upper Northwest.
I would agree with that sentiment.
Oh.
Also, when I think of Anacostia, I think the suburbs.
Yeah.
For all, I'm just little, I'm being a dick right now. So okay, here's actually, this is a very sad comparison. Anacostia is somewhat like the suburbs because, like, sort of a food desert, because it is a food desert. It's sort of cut off from the main arteries of the city, like most suburbs. It's a place that, like, deserves development in a good way that doesn't suffocate it. It doesn't seem to be happening as quickly as it should be.
It's because not enough white people live there yet. Is that what you guys were getting at, but you didn't want
to
say?
We need to move in. We need to march in.
Okay.
I need to get a second condo, everybody.
What
okay.
What kind of Trojan horse?
I need a Trader Joe's.
Are they coming in on?
When did you move to D.C.?
2013.
Why?
July 5th.
Yeah, you couldn't dare to spend.
No, the flights were extremely cheap that day.
That makes perfect sense.
You know,
everybody
funny?
Was leaving.
I moved to DC exactly a year to the date before that.
Oh, awesome!
So you're July 5th, 2012.
Yeah.
So that's I've been cool. here longer than you two.
Yeah, that but is... I'm from Virginia, so yeah, like, so I'm barely. Not like not from here.
Yeah. Yeah. What brought you here?
I had a fellowship at Atlantic Media, and you know, they actually asked that on the very first. First or second day, we had a like all staff meeting, which hadn't gotten, you know, integrated. I guess I hadn't like downloaded the Outlook app onto my phone yet or something. So I show up at work. It's like 9:05 or something. I'm like, wow, that's funny. Nobody's here. Log into my computer, find out there's an all staff meeting. And I go downstairs and walk into this room and everybody's sitting down and looking at one person in the middle of the room. And then I open the door and everybody's looking at me. And actually, the woman who was sort of emceeing the proceedings handled it pretty well, she thought, by saying, oh, looks like we missed one of our, you know, new arrivals. Can you tell us who you are and why you're here? And I had missed, like, the precedent that everybody had set, which was that they gave a nice speech about how thankful they were to have a job and how excited they were to work with the innovative, you know, media geniuses at Atlantic Media. I walked in, I said, hey, I'm Hayden, what's up? I got a job here, so I'm gonna work here.
How did the fellowship go?
It was good. It was, well, it was okay.
could have started off better.
Yeah, it didn't go so well that I stayed on, but it went well enough that people seem to like that it's on my resume.
That's a good thing. Do you lie in your resume?
I don't think so.
Do you exaggerate on your resume?
You gotta. It's called action verbs, Brandon.
give me some of your bullshit, you know, action verbs that the listener at home could use.
You know,
as the
executed,
perfect,
developed,
like it.
You got to always deliver.
That is true. When is the last time you used a resume?
That's a good question. I guess when I was applying to my current job.
So recently-ish. Yeah. Okay,
well, it was like a year and a half ago.
So that's important. Allison, when's the last time you used a resume?
Like a week ago.
So you actually have to have a resume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get those coins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, my white maleness is really confusing to a lot of people. So I have to use this thing called a resume to
have
get
you,
a job.
Have you fibbed on a resume?
No, but I'm actually thinking of putting a thought leader on my resume.
You'd be right.
If that would help me.
Hayden, right.
We're setting the agenda.
Hayden, is influencer on your resume?
No.
Do you think it should be on your influencer? Okay, here's why I ask. 730 DC has become an influencer.
Yeah, amplifier. Oh, influencer. Ooh,
nobody's
found
using that one yet.
You found a douchier way to say influencer.
I know.
Okay, what is the goal of 730 DC? Because... I think the reason why I like it, and I'm sure I'm not alone in this, is the simplicity of it. Because it's so clean, because it's not a lot of bullshit, because it's not bogged down with a lot of ads.
Yeah.
You get your shit, you get out.
Yeah. That's the idea.
Okay. How do you grow this thing where it doesn't become shitty?
You keep it not shitty, and it grows itself because people believe in it and like it.
Okay, but like, what does that actually mean?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, at different points, you know, we've definitely thought about making things more complicated, splitting into different kinds of products. And the reality is that simple is better both for the producer and the consumer. We're able to really have a very specific idea of what we're trying to do every evening, and that means that we can actually bring on new people, and they can sort of adapt because they've seen it so many times in their inbox in the morning that they already have an idea of what we're going for. That's not to say that new writers haven't brought new flair, but the other thing is that I really think that newsletters in general, they can have wildly different content week per week by week. But if you're going to develop a habit of clicking on something, you need to know that it's worth it. And that means that you need to have a consistent value proposition, which is a douchey way of saying, like be useful.
No, I don't think that sounds douchey at all. I think that actually sounds like a tangible thing that a lot of people forget.
Yeah. And so, you know, you asked a little bit about what's the point. I was over here-ish. I was in, like, Glover Park. Mm-hmm. It's further northwest than here. But 2 weekends ago for a sort of rally where a couple different housing advocacy groups went to the home of this guy, Jeff Griffiths, who is a slumlord, actually. He's been helping Sanford Capital get away with treating tenants like shit.
Allegedly get away.
Allegedly. You know, it all needs to be proved in the court of law. So we went to his house, and this guy, Eugene Puryear, who is a housing advocate and has been involved in Black Lives Matter DC and a number of other different things, was giving a speech, and he was talking about how important it was that the group that showed up included both you know, tenants advocates and tenants themselves, but also a lot of young people, especially young white people who had come to DC because developers have this thought that if they can deliver you know, interesting ways to get drunk on H Street, that young people who move here, gentrifiers, won't care at all what happens beyond that sort of, like, very ubertarian sphere of, like, you know, I can just teleport over mm-hmm. to this cool bar and then teleport home and not care about what happens in between.
Mm. They're not wrong.
But 7:30, I think the idea is that we can show people that that's actually a false dichotomy. You can actually have fun as a young person coming here, and you can also care about what's going on.
I want you to be right. I'll leave it at that. So you said that, and it's very clear that you guys don't have reporters. You're just interested in certain issues. Would you ever consider staffing a reporter that only covers stuff like housing issues, like council races, the things that people don't usually make any money on because they're not fun and no advertiser wants to put their ad there? It's clearly important to you, and it's admirable. But there's a lack of those people.
Yeah, definitely. We've thought about it. The ad that we have right now is sort of geared towards building up to be to the point where we're financially sustainable, but also hoping to bring on more freelance writers. So people who can write, you know, critical stuff about these issues that we could commission, but also, you know, maybe down the line, somebody who would do more regular stuff.
So it's a possibility. It's a wonderful thing.
It's a possibility for sure.
It's interesting and nice to hear that you guys are potentially doing that, considering that the last 6 months it looks like DC was losing a lot of places.
Yeah.
DC has recently got announced that they're going to be part of WAMU. Mm-hmm. But the whole Gothamist network hasn't been bought. Only three of the sites are returning. Yeah. Chicago is still on the shelf.
And I'm trying to remember, is DNA Info part of this?
So the way it's read to me, this is still very confusing. Yeah. It seems like DNA Info is not coming back, but they're going to keep the archives.
Yeah. That's
so what it looked like. And DNA Info, for the people listening at home, as opposed to the three of us in the room, had more real reporting versus DCists, more fun, curated freelance, not so much hard news, more fun stuff.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you happy in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, definitely.
Are you too happy?
I've never been too happy.
How old are you?
That's deep.
No, how old are you?
27.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Do you run? Do you work out?
I run. I got a dog
last
summer.
That's right,
so,
you do. That's wonderful.
What's the dog's name?
May.
May?
M-A-E or M-A-Y?
M-E-I.
Why?
Because he's a 27-year-old Mount Erie fan. That's why.
I didn't name the dog. I wanted to name
it. Oh, you
didn't
name the dog?
Taco. No.
Why didn't you name the dog?
No, my girlfriend named the dog. But I like the name.
You guys, Taco's a doper name.
Yeah, it is.
No, Choco Taco.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets better.
What's your girlfriend? Don't say your girlfriend's name. I don't want to get her involved in this. But you still like each other.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Does she like the band Mount Erie?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we went.
Does she ever say, hey, I don't like your hair all flippy floppy like this? Because my wife hates this hair. And I'm like, too bad. I'm in the Toronto Maple Leafs minor league system. I got to look like this. So what is your?
I pinned you for a Canadian.
Yeah, I totally look like I'm gonna like have a second wife and a cigarette habit. Jesus, and I drink a lot of Labatt Blues. So, yeah. What does your girlfriend think of your hair?
I don't know.
You don't ask?
No.
How long have you been together?
6 years.
That's long enough where she would say if she hates something about you. What's her biggest complaint about you?
Her biggest complaint about me, it's probably I stay up too late.
Okay.
Yeah.
That will change, though.
Yeah.
That will definitely change. Does she have a job in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good. Your day job is not 730 D.C.
No. It's the one I got a year and a half ago at World Resource Institute. So I do media and writing for one of the world's best think tanks on environmental and sustainable development.
So you are a thought leader.
Yeah, thought leaders for life.
You're an influencer.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your job is 100% pointless for the next 11 years because he's going to win 3 terms?
Stopping at 3 is...
Only because he doesn't want to. Because, like, what's the point? He's not going to die. He's never going to die.
Yeah.
He's in perfect shape.
He's already dead.
Shut up. Take it back. He's perfect. I would never besmirch a WWE Hall of Famer like this. Don't you ever say a bad thing about a WWE Hall of Famer. Hayden.
Yeah.
At the same time, the administration has to make you feel like super valuable at work. Like, we're fighting a good fight.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've talked to some of my older coworkers about this. Actually, there's this peculiar feeling I got. It's the only positive framing I think I have for what has happened, transpired over the last year and a half or whatever, which is that, you know, I came of age in the Bush years. And so that's like when I very first acquired any kind of political consciousness. And so the notion of being like in opposition is a little bit more natural, especially for us in the climate and environment space, where we basically haven't won a definitive victory in like a really, really long time.
Is it fair to say ever?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I mean, people forget, you know, clean air, clean water, like Nixon. So the you know, we have plenty of important work to do.
You have a lot of work to do, I would say. And I think that you're failing.
Yeah.
And you're a big disappointment to the country and the world.
We need to do better.
But hey, thanks for trying. I really appreciate you. I appreciate what you do. This is complete sincerity.
Yeah.
And I think that if there were more people like you, the world literally wouldn't be on fire. But there aren't more people like you.
Nope.
Oh, well, let's have some fun while we can. So we're going to end every interview like we do with the live show with a question from the Kids Book of Questions. And then we're going to read something from a book that the book I've received more than any other book. A lot of people, the book they receive the most is possibly their religion's text. So like the Bible or the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
I've now received a third copy of The World According to Mr. Rogers, Important Things to Remember by Fred Rogers.
People have seen you wearing this zip-up sweater before.
That's right. He is my idol, and he is a good man, and I want to be like him, but I am clearly not. So we're going to do a question from the Kids Book of Questions. I need you to pick a number between 20 and
52.
Thank you so much for not hesitating. Because here's the good thing about it. We don't know what the questions are.
Yeah,
it's all bullshit. Just, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Here we go. Would you rather be very poor but have parents who loved you and each other, or fabulously wealthy but have parents who ignored you and were always fighting with
that
each other?
That is such a good question.
Oh, it's not.
For a child.
Oh, for a child, yeah.
Yes.
You know, I think this assumes that parents are not substitutable goods. But I have to go with being poor and having good parents. It's priceless.
Wow, what an adult answer.
No, it's clear. Are your parents still together?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's all that means. That's good. No, that's how it's supposed to be.
There's no supposed to, Brandon.
No, there is. Shut up. Shut up. No, there's always a supposed to. Here's how. Should you rape?
Damn.
No, it's not. It's
we
not a. It's
there.
A black and white. It's a binary. No, the answer is no. There's fucking always a fucking answer. Okay, here we go. That's why we're going to read. I need you to pick another number.
Ooh,
I'm not going to rip out pages from this book. I'm just going to read nice things that
he
said. No. So what I do for the Kids Book of Questions is I rip them out so I don't repeat them.
That's awesome.
And then once we're out of questions for the book, I buy a new book for the show.
It's sort of like a work of performance art.
You Mount Erie motherfucker. Okay, I need you to pick a number between 13 and 191.
13, 191. 117.
117. Why 117?
Is that your birthday?
No.
Okay.
I just carry around a random number generator up here. No, I actually, even when I do the microwave, I don't ever put the right exact number in.
What do you put?
I just sort of feel it out, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of lame, though, like to put the right number in on the microwave.
Yeah.
I like to press 30 move. Seconds until I'm done pressing 30 seconds.
I do that at work.
You have the jitters?
Just like, out there, just like, boop.
For at home, I always make sure it's the same number. So if it's 40 seconds, it's 44 seconds. If it's 50, it's 50. The only one I switch it out is clearly...
69.
That's right. Okay, yeah. Here we go. This is from page 117. This is the challenges of inner discipline, Hayden. We're going to leave you on this message. We're going to play some lullabies, and then we're going to bring on our next guest. So here we go. If you want to just start playing the lullabies now, Jack, feel free. Here we go. That's another thing.
Oh, this
really
is so
quick.
Gentle.
All of the music that you'll be hearing today is from Jessica Risker. She is a wonderful artist in Chicago. I've enjoyed her music for years. She used to be known as Deadbeat. Now it's just Jessica Risker. So this is from a lullabies record that she released a few years ago. That's going to be the interstitial music. It's going to calm me down. It's going to keep things at a nice, reasonable, fun, loving level, because that's what I need and don't always embrace. You know what I mean? Does this make sense, Hayden?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm surprised
good.
You don't smoke weed. This is fun.
No, I don't smoke weed. I clearly should. Never smoked weed. I have my vices. Weed is not one. It should be.
We just ran out the music.
No, there's more. It's an album. We're on track 3, buddy. Here we go. The great poet Rainer Maria Rilke wrote, "Be patient towards all that is unsolved in your heart and learn to love the questions themselves." Isn't that a wonderful sentiment?
That's so great.
Isn't that great?
That was wonderful.
Thank you. Hayden, where can people hear you and find you?
You can find us at 730dc.com. Please sign up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hayden, everybody. Now we're back. Hi, everyone. What do you think of this music, new friend?
It's great.
Is it? Great. Would great. You? You're a professional DJ, new friend.
I think so. Yeah. Think
would
so.
You like to tell everyone your name, new friend? Should I do the show like this?
Please.
I'm gonna try to do the show like this.
Absolutely. Every single one.
New friend, what's your name?
My name is Matthias. I'm from DC.
Matthias from DC. Would you please describe the hat to the listeners at home?
Describe
your hat. I love your hat. Do you not remember what you're wearing?
Nah, I don't. I just woke up like an hour ago.
Thanks, man.
It says "Good Times and Bad Friends," and it has two guys clinking beers.
It's really cool. Do you have any relation to that hat, or you just like that hat?
No, I just bought it.
Would you like a shot of tequila right now?
Don't do tequila. Okay, we're not doing this voice anymore. We can't do it. It's
heavy,
too early.
Heavy pedophile vibes. I feel like hotel guests in their room just might get worried.
All right, let's cut the music. Cut the music. We got to stop this. this noise. No, I don't joke about that stuff. It's very clear because I love Mr. Rogers. I don't joke about that stuff.
Oh, sorry. And
no. You could just say whatever you want.
That's true.
You're a white man in America. No one's going to care. It's fine.
Hey, join the club.
Thank you. Yes.
Jack is great with the effects.
Have you been
I swear.
Sitting on that effect for like months?
Oh, I have a lot. Yeah,
I've heard that effect before.
He's never done that before. Thank you so much for giving me the god mic, or you yourself the god mic. Okay, Matthias, I've known you for 6 years.
Yeah, something
years?
Like that.
Did you guys meet at my house?
Maybe.
Yep.
At the castle.
You met at my old house.
Yeah. Do you ever miss that place?
I do.
So do I. Is it because
the
we
rooftop.
Never had to live there?
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah.
That
you know
too.
What I don't miss? The rats.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah, there's no rats. So far, we've talked about
penises.
Seeing pee-pees in the alley, and now rats.
Oh, and defecating. We'll definitely get back
Washington,
to that.
Washington, D.C. is a beautiful city, and the line is a beautiful hotel in the wonderful Adams Morgan neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay,
the
so
castle.
why are you a DJ? It sounds like a horrible life.
It's really
not
bad.
It's not your day job, to be fair.
Nah, I work for the government during the day, and I DJ as a hobby. It's
really quick. Are there any DJs that don't also work for the government in Washington, D.C.?
I don't know. I don't go around asking. So
because
know.
You DJ enough where it could be your full-time job.
Yeah, it was my full-time job after I got laid off from Chase back in 2011.
Why would you ever throw Chase under the bus like that? They're a wonderful global company.
They're the worst.
What?
We got outsourced to the Philippines. I lost my job.
Ugh, I feel so bad for you right now because Chase is such a wonderful Filipino company that I just adore. And that's my favorite place to outsource. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah,
okay,
know.
So yeah, you did this full time. You've done a lot of weddings and shit like that.
Yeah.
Could I just ask you incredibly common DJ questions I've always wanted to know?
Go for it.
What's the most annoying request to get at a wedding?
The most
or is there not an annoying request because you know you're DJing a wedding? unlike, say...
Yeah, because when you go into a wedding, you have the mindset of you're going to get the worst request possible. Mm-hmm. It's like worse than the Beckys at the Brixton. Like, it's really bad.
Ooh.
Okay, let's talk about the Beckys at the Brixton. What's the most requested song you think at the Brixton
home?
Oh, for the listener right at home, let's describe where the Brixton is. It's on the corner of 9th and U.
Yeah.
It's a three-level bar club establishment.
It's a... Yeah.
Qualifier when no one's there, when it's not Friday night, when it's not Saturday night.
Delightful.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
It's legitimately a great bar.
Beautiful fireplaces, beautiful views of the city.
Yes. On Friday and Saturday nights, people occasionally throw drinks off the roof.
It's very sloppy.
It's very fun.
But it's actually a really fun room to DJ. Because, like, my boy Glenn Gudo, he's a DJ here in D.C., he runs it and books all the DJs. And we play whatever we want.
Uh-huh.
The crowd, you walk in, you're like, oh, no, I'm not going to hang out with these guys. Mm-hmm. But when you come in and hear us play, you're like, oh, damn, these guys are, like, not going by what you're expecting them to play.
Why? What kind of crowd is this? Like, I just imagine, like, these are drunk people that are just waving their bodies.
Yeah, like, Friday and Saturdays, you walk in, early crowd is...
Hold on. What crowd isn't drunk people waving their bodies?
Some people are listening. I feel like some people are listening, but I feel
you clearly never DJed.
I did DJ with you one time as DJ Chocolate Titties, and everybody left because I played a lot of 311. So, yeah, I'm a DJ, jerks. But I
actually played 311 last night, and that went all over.
It
really
was
well.
Dope, right?
I played Amber.
Hell yeah.
I played, like, I think it was like a Kendrick song, and I just blended it into 311. Like, Rock and Roll Hotel is one of those rooms you can play whatever you want. And, like I played ASAP Ferg playing Jane into Paramore Misery Business.
Did you just stop pairing?
I just stopped. Honestly, I stopped.
You're like, Come On Eileen, and then Tupac. You're like, this is fine.
Which version of Come On Eileen?
The Real Big Fish version.
Oh, no, it's not
never.
Real Big Fish.
It's not Real Big Fish. Oh, it's
Save Ferris.
Saving
the original. Save Ferris. See?
The original Come On.
Why don't you play all three?
Nah, I'm good on that.
There's only two.
Now there's three.
I'm good on that.
Okay. And then blend it into, I don't know.
Nah, I'm good.
If people request stuff from you, are you upset? Or are you just like, whatever, it's part of the job?
It's part of the job.
Okay.
But, like, I'll nod and be like, yeah, I got you. But 90% of the time, I'm not going to play their request.
If I give you a $10 bill, will you play anything?
No.
If I give you a $20 bill, will you play anything?
Keep going.
If I give you a $100 bill.
There you go.
Okay. What if it's something that you're probably already going to play? Will you take the money?
Yeah, I'm still going to take the money, yes.
If I request Fat Bottom Girls by Queen, one of the most friendly... I think there's a kid's birthday party in the Lion Hotel right now. I'm so sorry about that. One of the most friendly and sex-positive songs, a gay man is singing to his lovely women friends that, hey, you got some big asses. That's awesome. We should go on a bike ride. Friendly song. If you were already going to play that, would you charge me any money?
That request, certain requests, I'd probably be like...
I'm not playing.
Give me a high five because no one really requests that.
Yeah, that's the only song we would ever request. So, what are your thoughts about jukeboxes? What?
I mean, they're great. It depends where you are because, like, some places have really good jukeboxes, some places have really bad ones.
What's your favorite juice box?
Yeah, no. Two part question.
Mott's.
Number one,
Mott's actually.
What specific flavor? Just classic.
Classic.
Okay, nice. That's your favorite juice box. I like that. We've checked that off.
Okay.
Jukebox. Do you have a plate? Specifically, Jukebox Baby. Go.
What's the place in near you that we went to? The Raven.
Oh, Derby? Are you thinking Red Derby?
No.
Or the Raven?
The Raven. In Mount Pleasant?
Mount Pleasant. That place has a great jukebox.
They also have Fritos.
Yes, they do.
Behind the bar.
They have a lot of good chips there.
Here's.
And then also Frazier's in Hamden in Baltimore.
Oh. Okay. Do they have Fritos at their bar as well?
No, they have a really amazing wings.
But they have more affordable food and drink because it's Baltimore. Thanks for coming to the Line Hotel in beautiful Adams Morgan. I was in Baltimore last night.
Really?
I don't think I've been to... Why are you saying it like that?
I don't know.
Really?
Really?
Baltimore's a great city.
It is a lovely city.
You only need
one day a month after that. You're good.
Would you ever live in Baltimore?
No. I went to school in Baltimore, but I'll never live there.
Where'd you go to school?
UMBC.
Cool.
Yeah, nah, it wasn't.
What did you major in?
Media and communications.
How do you end up at Chase with a major in media and communications?
I couldn't answer that.
Did you lie on your resume?
No. I was actually in school while I was going to UMBC.
Okay.
I was actually at Chase.
You were at Chase.
What were you doing at Chase? I was working in credit, helping people like reestablish their credit and the credit cards and finance.
What do you tell people when it comes to helping? You just don't spend so much and...
More like I try and like get their finances and then try and give them on like a certain monthly plan to help them
It sounds so noble and difficult.
Have you ever thought about making that a spin into your DJ career? Like, I can help your credit.
I'll help your credit, but I'm going to charge you $1,000 per gig.
I think that's a new...
If you stop eating, you can afford to pay me to DJ.
There you go.
You know?
Are you getting tired of this shit?
Of DJing?
Yeah.
Honestly, yes.
Okay, good. Why?
It's lately feeling more like a job rather than... Because, like, between working full-time during the day and DJing was, like, my work-life balance. And now it feels more like I'm working and then going to work again. Because when it comes to DJing, it's... You're playing to rooms that want to hear the same shit they heard. I'm sorry, can I curse on you?
You already did. Right. You can't take it back. All right.
You're playing the same stuff they heard while they're on their way to the club or the bar.
I would like to say thank you for being so concerned... That a show where we've already established that we've talked about where Allison's seen pee-pee in the alley.
Sorry.
That you were concerned about swearing. That's wonderful. You're a very nice man.
That's really fucking cool of you.
Okay, why would you do that?
Because I can.
Because she's an
asshole.
I'm
a white man and I do what I want.
Could you record? We need to like
Caucasians.
Cut those. Those need to be drops. We could just put in.
And then
so if you're ever late.
Send them to me when I'm DJing. Request comes up.
Caucasians.
I think if you need to, next time you need to go to the restroom during the show, just be like, okay, I'm going to go to the restroom. I'll just start playing that shit. We'll have a whole conversation. What's your favorite 311 song, Allison?
Champagne.
Thank you.
When did that come out? Like last year?
Nah, dude, that's deep cuts.
Deep cuts? What album is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I said last year.
We saw 311 last year, Jack.
I used to see 311 every summer for like 5 years.
Why? Did you date a 6'2 white man with blonde hair and blue eyes?
Was it me?
Was it Allison Lane?
No, she was 5'5 and Italian, so no.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay.
I've seen 311 19 times.
Oh, you beat me.
I know.
I thought I was bad.
No, I have.
I've seen them twice.
Really?
I've seen them like eight times.
They're great.
They're great.
They're great. Like, this is a fun ass show.
The drum solo.
It's so much fun.
In the middle of the set.
So much fun. And
can't beat that.
Nick Hexum has an age. Looks great.
You know what his wife's name is?
No.
So cute. Allison, you know?
I do. We actually Googled them at the show.
Nikki.
Nikki and Nick
Hexum. Ugh. Why would you say like that?
Yeah, it's kind of gross,
because
you're
so attracted to that idea of a couple. You're like, oh, I love that.
And their vows were, Nick...
Are you down?
Yo, 311 forever, yo.
Is Matthias, what's the artist you've seen the most without actually being a fan? Is it 311?
No, it is without being a fan.
Yeah.
God, where do you come up with this?
My skull.
Yeah. I don't know.
Allison?
I'm usually like at the bar and not paying attention, so.
That counts. You're in the same room.
I've seen so many times that I don't
know.
Not
a fan.
Oh my God. Several people at U-Haul.
Okay. Oh yeah, because that's the thing. Here's the thing.
Several people at U Street Music Hall.
Yeah. Here's the thing about this. You work in the industry.
I do.
So you're occasionally at the Anthem. It used to be at U-Haul at a bunch of different places.
Yeah.
You occasionally have to open for these people.
Yeah. But I'll open for someone I don't like, though.
Exactly.
So,
let's name names. No. who is somebody that you opened for when you got there? You're like, I'm just doing this because money's fun. And then you're like, oh, this is actually a good show. I like this. Do you like music is really what I'm asking.
No, I hate music.
All right, cool.
I really hate music.
Have you ever thought about DJing not music?
No.
Okay. Maybe some Spanish lessons.
No.
Maybe some Bible verses.
No.
Oh my God, maybe ASMR DJing. You could just like mix different sounds, like a people like just doing.
That like sounds hand signs, horrible. Like,
yeah, it sounds terrible, right?
Yeah.
ASMR DJ. No, I think I found my new career, guys. I'm actually going to leave the
horrible.
Show now. I don't even want to be here anymore.
Horrible at that.
I got to go get started on my career.
You would just scream over the music the entire time.
Caucasians!
Wow. I definitely need that drop, though.
You're not working tonight.
No, I'm off.
You had
to
make a point of taking off a Saturday night.
I did.
You seem to be in a very difficult position when it comes to dating.
Damn.
I mean, if you put it that way, I can't not agree.
Okay.
But
do you think that you're going to stop doing this?
Stop DJing?
Yeah, to have a more healthy life. Okay, no. Why not?
I mean, I will eventually, but
Well, yes, everything ends, but like, will you make that decision, or will it be a horrible, drastic thing?
Well, I mean, I've cut back a lot because I used to DJ like 3 to 5 nights a week, and so now I'm doing like maybe once or twice.
Yeah, but and it's mostly Friday, Saturday night stuff at this point.
But
right?
No, I do stuff during the week as well too.
Oh my god!
So wait, you have a full time job? Yeah. You're DJing 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
All I can think is, like, when do you actually eat dinner?
I don't care
about sleeping. I mean, you can nap at work. That's what day jobs are for. But, like, don't you? Like,
I wish.
Says the woman who says she's never lied on her resume.
Because, like, Nacy used to hit me up all the time. And he'd be like, when do you sleep? I'm like, huh? He's like, yo, I was just watching Snapchat or blah, blah, blah. You were just DJing. You're talking about getting coffee at 7:30 in the morning. I'm like, yeah. He's like, how do you live? I'm
cocaine. Like, you do a lot of cocaine.
I actually don't.
That's good. Mm. Do you wish you did cocaine?
Boring.
No.
When have you ever DJed and not been offered cocaine?
I get offered it a lot.
I know. That's
even
why I
even
this
when
question.
I'm not DJing, I get offered it a lot.
And surprise, my friend.
Yeah.
All right,
it's
quit
DC.
Bragging.
It's DC. Like,
I don't think our last guest was offered cocaine as much as maybe you are offered.
I'm walking to the club. I'm like, yo, you want to go to the bathroom? I'm like, no, I don't have to pee. What are you talking about? I'm like,
hold on. When have you ever responded with, yes, I have to urinate? Thank you.
I've never done that.
I think you should start.
My merits. No,
hey, calm down. Maybe you pee when other people ask you to pee. Maybe that's our problem in life. Maybe we only pee when we think we need to pee. And we need to go to the bath. This is a real pee-focused hour.
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Pee-focused 10 years. Pee. How long have you been DJing?
Since 2011, so 7 years.
How old were you when you started?
2011, I was
47.
Fuck, I'm old.
Hold on, do you not know your age?
No, I'm 35, but I'm trying to remember when I started. So 28.
Okay, nice. Why late? That's very late to start DJing.
Yeah, it is.
Why did you start when you? It took you 7 years to figure out I could get free drinks if I do this.
No, it didn't take me 7 years.
Well, why did you start at 21?
Because it wasn't really something I did. Like, I was more...
He was working at Chase Bank at 21.
I was partying all the time, going to shows and, like, playing in a couple of bands with friends and drinking tequila and gin and playing cornhole. I was living in Frederick, Maryland
at
the time.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I really wanted to hear. Okay, so, and are you one of the older DJs usually when you're on a bill?
No, there's a couple older heads. Like, I'm not going to say their names, but there's... Mm. The median. I'm the oldest
DJ you know.
No, let's do any names.
It's probably like Sam Burns.
I love him.
Sam Burns is a god.
Sam Burns is 60.
Yo, he's a god. Yo, I don't know how old he is,
I think he turned 60 this year.
Wow.
That man's DJ sets are like church. Literally church on Sundays.
I used to work at 18th Street Lounge and Sunday nights, and I would never make any money on Sunday nights except for the one guy who liked my butt and would give me $20 every night.
That sounds like you, so.
But Sam the Man Burns would bring out just an amazing crowd. I would assume, like, if there's a career path, like, for DJing, like, what you would want it to look like, it would be Sam the Man Burns. He's a legend.
I see him on the train in the morning going to work, or, like, he's taking his son to work, and I'm like, you were just in the club last night. He's like, you were just in the club last night. I'm like, why are you so happy? I'm like, I'm dreading. I'm drinking coffee. I'm like, I'm dying. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, last night was great. And I'm like, nigga, so, you're old as shit, but you're happy as fuck in the morning.
It's nice.
I'm like, how?
So he's delightful.
Do you guys know how long he's been doing this?
A long time. I don't know.
30, 40 years? Yeah.
That's so impressive.
He's a god. And like when you go see him, it's not the typical dance floor. Like, you can't take your cell phones out. You can't take pictures. Or he'll get on the mic and yell at you. He'll stop playing music. Yeah, Sam is a god. Like, he'll call girls out.
Is he on
like,
Snapchat?
I have no idea.
He's 60. Come on.
That's I think he's on Instagram, but I don't know if he's on Snapchat.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
What do you hope to accomplish out of all of this? Is it to have a life like Sam Burns where you're like literally happy to go to work at 7 a.m. the next day? Because it sounds pretty great. The fact that there's a man that's that old doing this and not sucking, you kind of want that light. You want that something to strive for. You want that example, I'm assuming as much.
I want to be on his level where I play gigs or like I'm happy playing every single minute of it rather than... Okay, this guy booked me, and I got to cater to this crowd and play this bullshit Migos song or play this and that. Like, I want to be happy every time.
Not a fan of Migos.
No, I hate Migos. I think they're the worst.
Who's the least worst? Some might say the best.
I can't even...
Who's one artist you enjoy playing these days? One.
One artist I enjoy playing?
Yeah. This should not be a complicated question.
Catronata.
Okay. Why?
He's just... You can't ever... not like a Catronata song.
I agree with that tremendously.
There's no way you can not like a Catronata. That dude is just like, and I got to open for him.
Where is he from?
He's from Canada. He's from Quebec, I believe. And he's just young.
Shout out to
and
Quebec.
Just created his own sound.
I only like music from the Philippines. We're going to end.
You would.
Yeah, that's why I set it into a
microphone. Is your sweater from the Philippines?
I'm hoping. Fingers crossed. Oh, they make the finest sweaters in the Philippines. We're going to ask you a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Steck.
All right.
Is the PhD. Question if he wants to go to the bathroom?
It might be. I need you to pick a number between 20 and 268.
I will say 42.
42? Why 42?
I don't know. I just chose it.
It's a good number.
Is that your birthday?
No. My birthday. You tried, though. You know what my birthday is because we're like 2 days apart.
I know.
Are you not listening to what the number? Never mind. Is your birthday 42 was
no.
the question.
I thought you meant like the date. No, it's 4-1.
We're a day apart. I know when your fucking birthday is.
Never mind. Here we go. Ooh, this is a good question. If everyone stopped growing and getting stronger when they reached your age, so adults were neither bigger nor stronger than you, would you still do what they said? If so, why?
No, because they can't beat me up, then no.
That's right. I just would like to point out, adults have weapons.
Apparently.
So yes. that's one thing to give to you. That's for you to keep. And now I need you to pick a number between 20 and 189. You could play some lullaby music if you'd like, Jack. You don't have to.
116.
116. Here we go. Jessica Risker's lullabies. Here we go. 116. This is from The Challenges of Inner Discipline.
Oh, wow.
It came to me ever so slowly that the best way to know the truth was to begin trusting what my inner truth was and trying to share it, not right away, only after I had worked hard at trying to understand it.
I like that one so much.
It's a good one.
That was a good one.
Matthias, you got any plugs?
No. I mean, just follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Matthias301.
No.
Not you. I already blocked you, so don't worry.
Jack, can we fade out the lullaby, please? To close this hour, we're going to have Jessica Risker's Chop Shop High School from the Basement Tracks.